Okay, here we go, Rosalia.
Sure.
Well, first of all, Rosalia, why don't you tell us how you got a hold of the Angela Calla Mortgage Team?
Actually, it was really easy. I emailed Angela through their website, and I contacted them regarding getting a mortgage. I was curious. I had no idea what I was doing. So I kept on hearing the ads on CKNW, and I thought, okay, I'm going to contact Angela.
And then tell us a little bit about the process moving forward after that initial contact.
It was very easy, actually. It wasn't as scary as I thought it would be. Getting a mortgage to me sounded like a death sentence. And going through the Angela Calla Mortgage Team, they actually made it very comforting, and they understood all my questions and my concerns that I had getting a mortgage. Especially me being a first-time buyer, I had a lot of questions going in, and you can inundate yourself with a lot of information from other people, but until you actually talk to the experts, you know, that's where you actually get your questions answered, and they did a great job with me with that.
Well, what were some of the questions that you had? What was bothering you going in?
Well, I was torn actually at the beginning between going with my bank, who I've been banking with since I was born, basically, and going with a mortgage broker that I actually didn't know anything about. And when I went to the banks, for example, I said, you know, I'm looking for a new home, and I did, you know, my due diligence with them. And they said, they actually advised me not to go with a mortgage broker, which I thought was a little funny, because when I went to the Angela Calla team, they said, you know what, go ahead, see what your banks will give you, and we will walk you through the process on our end. There's no commitment to us, but we will show you what we can do for you. It ended up being such a comforting process with Angela Calla's team as opposed to the banks. The banks just wanted me in for an hour, sell me a bunch of stuff, and get me out. And they all actually even quoted me 0.24% higher as a rate than Angela Calla's team did.
Well, not a great experience, obviously, dealing directly with the bank. We often talk about that, Rosalia, on the show. And I know Angela wants to step in here and ask you a couple of questions and say hello and the rest of it. So, Angela, with Rosalia on the line talking about her experience at the bank, this is something that you see all too often, isn't it?
It really is. And really, it's helping people break the psychology and the costly mistake of not understanding exactly what a bank's role is. And, you know, Rosalia had seen that firsthand when she had went to the lending institution directly. Their job is to sell you products and to make as much money off of you as possible, not to save you money. And so not only was the rate higher that they quoted you, Rosalia, but my understanding is they didn't talk to you about the punitive penalties that you would have down the road if you needed to make any changes, correct?
Correct. They never explained any of that stuff. It was more of, oh, you need a mortgage? Okay, let's see what we can get for you. And this is what you need to buy on top of what you're getting. And it wasn't like, you know, here are your options. This is what you could do with your money. This is how you could save here. You guys definitely did that for me. You ended up saving me, you know, close to $12,000, in the end for myself personally, which is great. I can use that later on, for another purchase, or, even doing a lump sum later on if I want, which is, you guys explained clearly to me.
Yeah, and so from what I understand, it sounds to me like you really recognize the education difference.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Big difference.
So, I mean, it sounds very black and white to me that there was just sales at the bank, and when you came to us, you understood that the process was totally different. You understood the difference between all the lenders. Not only did you save $12,000, but the strategy, I mean, it was very clear to us within the first 2 minutes of our conversation of what you were looking to do. You're a first-time home buyer, you currently have a boyfriend, and from our consultation, we presented you with about, you know, two different strategies that we can implement. One would just be, you know, obviously the standard, you and your boyfriend buy a place together, but we kind of opened up your eyes to looking at utilizing your strengths to really be able to build your wealth down the road. So not only are you saving, you know, up to $21,000 in a future penalty, which the bank never told you about in addition to the high interest rate, but we also talked about saving your boyfriend's first-time home buyer for a future purchase, which is a savings of a minimum of, you know, probably $5,000, and down the road could be more should that be changed. But then also how you guys could utilize your resources together to save cash on hand while still afford the mortgage payment and build your wealth faster, because it's not often that your first home is going to be where you're going to be forever, right?
Right, exactly. And I do have future goals. And you guys actually took the time to listen to my future goals. It wasn't, it was caring. It was in a genuine way, which is really nice. It's very different when you go to an institution that just wants to sell you a bunch of products and, you know, credit cards on top of that, which is not what I'm looking for.
Yeah, no kidding.
From the sounds of it, Rosalia, what Angela and her team put together for you was just a fabulous mortgage plan moving forward. It's always nice when you can get a blueprint for the future that looks so financially positive.
Exactly. They did that. And, you know, the step-by-step process as well. And I had a bunch of questions. I even turned to my sister, who's a financial analyst herself, and she had a bunch of questions. And her team, Angela Keller's team, was so patient with everything I threw at them. And they took the time to not just email me back in, like, within minutes of my emails, but actually call me and encourage me, you know, to, if I had any more questions, to contact them at any time. It doesn't just end with the mortgage. It's an ongoing process with them.
Sounds to me, Rosalia, that all the apprehension you had prior to contacting Angela and her team has totally dissipated, and you feel much more comfortable now moving forward. What advice would you give to people who are listening to the radio program this evening who may be a little apprehensive as you were?
I would say definitely call Angela Keller's team, and it's not going to cost you a thing other than 5 minutes of your time, and they do all the work for you and explain everything for you and basically hold your hand from start to finish. And I'm not even finished yet. I have future goals, and they're going to hold my hand through that process as well.
Really appreciate you joining us this evening, Rosalie, and best of luck to you and your boyfriend. And the future sounds really, really awesome for you both.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to helping you for the years to come, Rosalia.
Great.